USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Michael currently near Cuba, but expected to move north and could make landfall on the Florida Panhandle by Wednesday. Late Sunday, Florida Governor Rick Scott said a team from FEMA and a contingent of other federal agencies are already positioning themselves in the state.
That includes experts from Homeland Security, EPA, Department of Defense, Health and Human Services, and the Army Corps.
In upstate New York, federal authorities are investigating the deadliest traffic accident since 2009.
20 fatalities is just horrific.
NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt, a limousine carrying 18 people to a birthday party, failed to stop on Saturday at an intersection, hitting a parked vehicle at high speed. Two pedestrians were also killed. One witness telling reporters the crash sounded like an explosion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Two Americans sharing this year's Nobel Prize in Economics. The two of them work on climate economics and sustainable growth.
With one half to William D. Nordhaus for integrating climate change into long-run macroeconomic analysis, and the other half to Paul M. Romer for integrating technological innovations into long-run macroeconomic analysis.
William Nordhaus is a professor at Yale, and New York University's Paul Romer is a former chief economist and senior VP of the World Bank. Former National Security Advisor under President Obama, Susan Rice, says she's willing to consider a run against Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine in 2020. Rice making the comment yesterday during a panel discussion, responding to a question about opposing Collins after Collins' vote in support of confirming Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
An engine fire that forced a JetBlue flight to return to the gate at McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas is under investigation. The incident happened yesterday on the flight that was heading from Vegas to Boston. Nobody was injured. Chicago police are looking for a killer, releasing a surveillance video of a masked man with a unique gait who executed two people in Rogers Park. USA Radio's Wendy King with that story.
This shooter lives within this neighborhood or in a very close proximity.
73-year-old Douglas Watts was out walking his dog when the man in a dark tracksuit shot him in the head.
The guy was such a nice guy.
He could barely walk. I mean, what kind of enemies can he have?
Just one day later, 24-year-old Eliyahu Moskowitz was killed along the lakefront path just a few blocks away. He was also shot in the head.
One of the distinctive things about him is his walk and his run, where his feet point out pretty significantly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And SpaceX has successfully completed its first West Coast rocket landing, as yesterday was the first time the company successfully launched a Falcon 9 rocket from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California and successfully landed it on a concrete landing pad not far from the site. All of the other landings have occurred out of Cape Canaveral, Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.